I'm not even going to start with the intro. I'm just going to say, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I'm so excited to have a special guest with me as we kick off the countdown to July 1. It is Chris Furnish from MDMJ, who also does a whole bunch of amazing things. But before we talk about the amazing things, I just want to check in and say, how you feeling? 3 days away from July 1st. How are you feeling?
See, it's weird because I count today. So, like, for me, it's 4 days. Today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, and see, I do a little bit of both, right? At the end of the day.
Right. At the end of the day, we'll be at three.
Right. Well, it's hump day. It's Wednesday. We are looking at Saturday. And it's like, I don't think that I could have even imagined it being this monumental. Like, the coverage that everyone has gotten around this, the excitement around it, it's almost, once again, unreal. We were there November 8th, right? That unreal experience. And I'm excited to see, like, what's to come. So, how, you hear me, I'm excited. How are you feeling?
Oh my gosh, I'm beyond excited. I think excited is not even the word. I don't know if there is a word for it. I'm just so hippie, happy, high, happy as hell, cannot wait. Like, people have been wanting this for so long, and the fact that it's finally, like, right around the corner, we can almost taste it, we can almost feel it. It's just like, wow. I'm so proud of everybody for, you know, the work that we've all put in to get here. I'm so proud of everybody for showing up and using your voice and your experience and telling your stories, because that's what got us across the finish line, is people showing up. And I want to remind you guys that the fight is not over. We can't stop showing up, because yeah, we might be coming up real close to legalization day, but the language in it is not necessarily exactly what we wanted. So the fight is not over. We got to keep showing up.
Absolutely. Like we were talking before in pre-chat, like we know that, like, this is our respite, this is our moment, this is our time to, like, celebrate. Because one of the things that we do in the movement is that we don't take the time to celebrate the small, the medium, and the large wins. But also, we are not fully pleased. And we know what we need to do to activate and have those conversations so people understand why we are not pleased. So I'm excited to continue to lock arms with you and keep working towards that common goal. But in a nutshell, please tell folks about MDMJ. Tell them about the work that you've been doing and what we are looking forward to come this Saturday.
So MDMJ, which stands for Maryland Marijuana Justice, we're a community organization. We were founded back in 2018 in Salisbury, Maryland, over on the Eastern Shore, Andy Harris's district. And we're a group that fights for the rights of cannabis users, growers, and their families. We have always advocated since day one for home cultivation, expungement of records, letting people out of jail, creating a cottage industry for small scale growers and dispensaries and things like that. We have always advocated for the rights of the individuals. And so I think that's a big reason why we are organizing this question for Seed Score, which I'm really excited to tell you guys about. We've been really busy since November, actually. I think since the second it was announced that question four passed, we hit the ground running and started organizing the seed share. So we're going to be giving away over around 30,000 free viable cannabis seeds at 16 locations throughout the state of Maryland coming up on Saturday. So people can sign up using the sign up link, and we just sent out all the locations last night, but for the new signups, we'll obviously make sure you all get that information too. But yeah, all the locations have been released, so you guys can go ahead and make your plans and figure out which spot you want to go to. Like I said, we've got 16 spots throughout the state. who are participating in this. Say hi to CJ.
Hey, CJ.
And yeah, we're really excited to gift the community with free cannabis seeds because home cultivation was included in this new law. So folks over 21 years of age will be able to grow up to 2 plants at home. If you're a medical patient, you can grow 4 plants. And so we're providing you guys with seeds so that you guys can start growing your own cannabis in the comfort and privacy and safety of your own homes. And then, you know, that's one of the changes that we wanted to talk about that we need to make going forward is this plant count. Like 2 plants is just not enough. 4 plants is definitely not enough for medical patients. So that's one thing we will, you know, we've been advocating for is that is just ridiculous. That is
absolutely, absolutely, especially when you think about, just to be honest, as folks, we both grow, as you know, that learning curve of you got to get about 3 good runs under your belt before you really can truly know, like, ah, this is the amount that I need to grow to be able to consume and also maybe gift and also right. maybe cook and also yep. maybe, you know, drop on the floor when your grinder falls off the couch, right? Like, those things you have to account for. And I think that I was just telling someone recently, it's easy to grow weed. It's harder to grow good weed.
It really is. I live in DC. I've been here for about 4 years now, and we grow every year, as you can see. And I'm still figuring this shit out. Every year it's a challenge. We have some different variables that happen in the backyard that make it extremely challenging for us, and we're just starting to figure out how to work with those challenges rather than against them. Mm-hmm. And you know, I could go talk about that all the time, but you're right, Keisha. You know, a lot of people have never grown anything for the first time. A lot of people have never even grown a tomato. I know personally there are some things that I eat that I've never seen actually growing. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know how to grow it. So this is a new experience for everybody. And I think with being able to grow your own cannabis should inspire you to also want to start growing your own food as well.
Yes, because that's the next step, right? That's the next movement, right? You grow your food and you are ensuring that you understand what's going inside of your body and that that connection that you have to the earth, which is what I feel like cannabis brings me uniquely, being able to stay rooted. So, okay, we talked a bit about what's coming up on Saturday. Is there any are there any locations that you want to spotlight and highlight that may be doing some interesting things, may have some interesting people, you know?
So the location at the Rosedale Park Pavilion is going to be held down by our good friend Steve. He goes by Canna Crabber on Instagram. Some of y'all may know him. But they're going to be doing like soil classes, like soil building classes. So if you want to learn how to get your soil right, get everything good so that your plants get all the nutrients and things that they need throughout their lifespan, they're going to be, you know, giving you guys little grow classes over there. I know that over at, hold on, let me pull up my spreadsheet real quick. Over at Nature Isle Hydro and Gardening, that's in White Marsh.
It is.
They are going to be, I believe, having some kind of event there as well. And also people will be provided with grow tips. We've given all the locations these little cutout sheets of paper that have growing instructions, and hopefully you guys will take a picture of that when you get there, because there's a very limited amount. So you can take a picture of that and you'll have it. So when you go home and start growing your cannabis, you'll know kind of how to get them started. We don't want to like set you up for failure.
Yes, yes.
There's so many people that are part of this event that are just so excited to educate you all on how to be successful growers. Like We never want to just give you seeds and say, figure it out. You know, there will be so many people attending that are offering all this knowledge for you guys. And I just think that's such a beautiful thing. That is what community looks like.
Yes, yes. Okay. So we talked about a little bit of the locations. Could you disclose any of the varieties that some folks may be expecting? Maybe highlighting some of your folks who have donated the seeds?
So don't get your hopes up on, don't be picky on the seeds, because like, I just want to let you guys know, when you get there, you won't have an option of which seeds you're going to get. You're going to get what we give you. I don't mean to sound harsh with that, but you know, this is a free giveaway. So
it's also 30,000 seeds.
It's also
over.
Yeah. So let's see. You wanted me to talk about
which, maybe some of the,
the seeds. Okay. Let me click over to another tab. So as far as the seeds, our friend Mark Perry is donating a crap ton of autoflower seeds, and he's going to be at the Silver Spring Metro, the Silver Spring Metro station. So he'll have the autoflowers. He's got several different varieties. We've got our buddy from Isana, mm-hmm. who has donated some Prez candy, some Comatose, some Cherry Alien. And then we've got our buddies over at our Urbanology out in California, who we've got some Slurricane, some Saint Germain, some Roadkill, Banana Punch, and some Double OG. We've got from our friend Moonmaster, Cereal Milk, Limoncello, Bruce Banner. And then I really want to give a shout out to one of our biggest donors over at Agri Auto Organics for donating over 15,000 seeds of Mindo juice. So wow. That was a really awesome donation. Mostly I will be getting that strain because that's what we have the most of. So that's a little bit of a rundown on what we got coming to you.
Awesome. All right. Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share about the seed score, the event? Anything that we can highlight? I know we both have just said that we'll continue the fight after July 1st, of course. But is there anything that we should be thinking about? Any last final words?
I think we need to think about our next steps. Well, what are we fighting for still? And for us, it's clemency. People who are sitting in jail right now for growing and selling cannabis, something that is now about to be fully legal in the state of Maryland, those people should be let out of jail. It shouldn't stop at just possession. You know, there are people who risk their freedom to provide medicine to their communities before it became legal. And there are some of those folks are doing life sentences. So the best way we can help those folks is to reach out to our new governor, Governor Wes Moore, and ask, you know, tell him, you have the power, you need to release these people out of jail. But there also need to be programs to help these inmates when they get out to re-enter into society. We can't just expect, oh, let's let these people out of jail and like what from there. Like, these people need help. They need resources and programs to help them re-enter back into society and be good, and so they don't end up back in jail. So there's that. We need expungements. We still need to work on that. Nobody should have to pay to expunge their record. Nobody should have to pay a lawyer to do that. It should just be automatically done. And then also equity. Can't forget about the equity. We can't forget about those, those small scale licenses and letting everybody have an opportunity to participate in this industry, and not just folks that have $1 million freaking dollars in capital. Like, that is not equity. This is not what equity looks like. We need programs set in place for equity applicants to help them every step of the way on how to navigate through this industry and be successful. Because I feel like what they're doing in Maryland, what they're doing in a lot of states when it comes to equity, is they're just making it look good on paper. And that's it. They're not actually putting in the work and creating the programs that actually need to be in existence to help these people. And so I feel like we're really falling short on that when it comes to equity. So those are like really the main things we need to be working on moving forward. And one last announcement, I just wanted to remind folks that Friday night, June 30th, we're all going to be meeting in Chevy Chase Circle, which is half of this circle borders D.C. The other half is in Maryland. So 10 p.m. we'll start gathering there at Chevy Chase Circle. And at 1 minute past midnight, we'll have the seeds with us, and we're going to do like a ceremonial handoff from DC volunteers to some of the folks who are hosting the seed giveaway the next day. You will be giving those seeds to them, and they'll take them back with them and get ready for Saturday. So hope you guys can join us Friday night. Again, that's Chevy Chase Circle. We'll start gathering around 10 o'clock.
Awesome, awesome. I can't wait. I'll be there. This is truly a moment to celebrate. So I hope to see everyone out if you are free, because this is a historic moment. We're only having historic moments at this point. We're only having historic moments. So I'm excited. And Chris, you know, we've been in the trenches for a while, and I'm sure we will continue to be there. But I'm thankful that I get to do it with you. So
yeah. Likewise.
It's going to be amazing. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for showing up even when you don't feel like it, because that's how we keep going. So until then, it's countdown till July 1st, and we hope to see you all at the ceremonial crossover.
Yeah, and let's just take this last moment to just give thanks. Let us give thanks for the struggles that got us here, because the struggles make the success so much sweeter.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And I really want to give a moment to give thanks to our beautiful plant allies, Miss Ganja, Sense Amelia, Cannabis, whatever you want to call her, because I feel like she really does bring people together. She really does create community. That's why I got my tattoo. She's in the middle because she brings peace and love, okay?
Yes.
So let's just take a moment to give thanks to all of our plant allies for helping get us and our minds to this point, opening up our minds, opening up our hearts to be willing to work and nonstop until we get to, you know, where we want to be. Like, just give thanks for the energy that we've been provided with through our plant allies, the love that she shows us, how she always shows up for us. And I just want to give thanks to everybody in this movement all across the world. Like, y'all are we are the true OGs, like you said earlier. Like, so just give thanks. Give thanks for the day. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Yes, yes. Yes. No better way to close. Thank you so much.
Love you so much. Thank you for having me on. I can't wait to see you guys.
Yes, yes. Love you too.
Rock it out.